Auroville Film Festival 2011. Presented by Auroville Radio.
Human Unity!
Good evening, everyone.
From September 20th.
Can everyone hear us? Thank you. Welcome to Auroville Radio's third installment of live debates on the film festival. Today's theme is filmmaking, an incredible playground for kids. So it's all about children's filmmaking. And we're coming to you live on the net from the Auroville Film Festival Action Station here at Cafe Morgan. Good evening, everyone. So today's theme, as I said, is filmmaking, an incredible playground for kids. Now, first, before we start discussing, we need to have some sort of a definition of that topic. So would anyone like to have an attempt at what you think an incredible playground for kids means? Please.
Like. Yeah. I'm Graham from One People Productions. I think maybe as an adult, it's a bit difficult to express what this would mean to children. But from my point of view, I think it's a playground of creativity, a wonderful opportunity for children to explore a new form of creativity rather than the traditional creativity of art and music. It's something that children, I think, relate to very well, the visual medium. While adults relate to it very well. We all love film. It's something that that children can genuinely engage in enthusiastically.
Thank you. Thank you, Graham. Sorry, I neglected to do something very important. I neglected to introduce our guests this evening. So starting from the other end, we have Uriel. Uriel looks after the Colum Computer Training Center in New Creation. He's also a filmmaker. He's a fellow colleague of mine who works with children from schools around Auroville, in Auroville, to do the workshops. And, you know, as you've seen a lot of photos around, you know, he's quite involved. Welcome, Uriel. Uriel is also...
The only point is that it's not Uriel,
okay.
But Uriel.
Uriel.
This is a French name.
Okay, sorry, but my French is not very good.
It's all right. It's just a little bit of teasing.
Fine, thank you, Raquel. So Uriel is just about to publish a book about film editing using open source software, and specifically Blender. So we're all looking forward to that book. And the next guest is Raquel. Raquel is a long-term Aurovillian. He's been involved in Auroville for quite a while, and he's been involved in many areas in Auroville. And it's quite recently that he's also kind of, you know, pitched in into the filmmaking arena, and has been quite successful. I've worked with him the last year, and we both worked with students from Future School. I kind of handled the technical side of things, while Raquel was more into bringing the spirituality into the filmmaking, you know, trying to get the students to go within themselves and try and bring out something that is deep within them to show in their story. So Raquel has been an invaluable member of our team. Welcome to program, Raquel.
Thank you.
Next to Raquel is Sagarika. Sagarika is a veteran as far as the children are concerned in filmmaking, because she's had films in both the film festivals we've had so far. She had a film in the 2009 film festival, and also now she had a film in this film festival. How old are you, Sagarika?
10 years old.
10 years old. So two short films by the age of 10. I think that's an incredible achievement. And let's see what Sagarika has to say tonight. You know, welcome to the program, Sagarika. Next to Sagu is Priya. Can I call you Priya? Or do you want your full name?
Priya Darshini.
We'll just call you Priya for the moment, yeah?
Yeah.
So Priya is a son of Srini, and Srini runs Yatra Arts Foundation, whose lifeline or lifeblood or bread and butter is filmmaking. So Priya has filmmaking in her blood. You know, if I call Sagarika a veteran at two films, Priya is somewhere else, because she's had quite a few films to her name. And she's also had films in the last film festival and a film in this film festival. And is quite involved with her father's production company. You know, I think the other day he sent her out on her own with the camera to do a documentary of some function, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's also quite involved in filmmaking. Welcome, Priya. And then next to Priya, as Graham already introduced himself. Sorry about that, Graham. I should have introduced you. Graham comes all the way from England to this film festival as a representative of One People Productions. While Rakal and I were working with Future School, we were quite fortunate to team up with Sandeep, who's also from the One People Production team. And we got our students to interact with the students in a school in Uppsala in Sweden. And they exchanged themes of what films they were going to make. You know, the idea behind that was to see, you know, two different groups of students from different parts of the world making films based on the same theme and what the end result would be. And Graham is here as a representative of One People Production. So he will be talking about the work that One People does with their students. And finally, we have Dambi. Dambi is from Future School, and she was a participant in our workshop, Rakal's and mine. And she started out on a film. It was quite an ambitious project. This is the first film that she was making. And it was a narrative film. As I said, it was an ambitious project. And maybe because it was a bit too ambitious, she hasn't been able to finish it. But we are kind of encouraging her to finish it one of these days. Welcome to the program, Dambi.
Thank you.
Now, going back to the initial point of trying to define the topic, would one of you like to have an attempt of what you think, you know, an incredible playground means, you know, for kids about filmmaking?
Well, you know, there is this aspect that in a filmmaking, a lot of means need to be involved. That is to say, image should be produced, looked at, sound should be listened to, writings also, write-up should be made, and for some students it's not so easy to write, so it's really a challenge. And then imagination, plus teamwork, and a lot of technique to handle. So there is a big bazaar of technique and means to really go through. So the poor teachers, the poor trainers that we are, have a real hard time to rule the game, actually. And probably we are obliged to improvise a little bit, which the students like very much. The students like, the children like rules, and like improvisation of the rules, you know. So I guess that's part of the game, and that's part of the situation where we can say it's a playground, creative playground.
Thank you, Rakal. Did you want to say something, Uriel?
Yeah, actually, on the practicing this workshop, I saw also two points very important. When you start a movie as a team, first you have to understand how to work with each other. So it's very an important point during the workshop, how the team will build the work together and achieve the final movie. That's the things. And the second point would be more about the vision, about which stories they are telling and all, how they share this vision together to accomplish the same path somewhere. So on the social level and educational level, it's happened during the workshop, a déclic, I would like to say, where students understand that they need to go in this both direction to finalize the project. So it's a technical approach, of course, but it's also a way of doing things in a group. And it's also a very difficult practice for the student, because in the class where they have to do some work and all that things, they have to work on their own field. But in that case, they have to share. That's also important.
Okay, just to try to summarize what Rakal and Uriel said, I'm trying to keep it as simple as possible so that the younger member of our audience is also will be able to understand. Is what you're saying is, as in a playground, there are technical aspects that they need to look at and also teamwork. Would I be right in saying that? Thank you. Okay, now I want to simplify it even further. So when I go into the playground, you know, what I'm aiming to get out of going into a playground is to have some fun, right? So I'm trying to say that filmmaking is fun, you know, like going in the playground and having some fun. Would the younger members like to say something about it? Sagarika, do you think filmmaking is a lot of fun? Do you think it's like, can you compare it to a playground?
Yeah, but depends when, but yeah.
Could you kind of say a little bit more? What do you mean by depends? Depends on what? Did you have fun making your film?
Yeah.
So it is fun. So you've made two films. So did you have fun making both the films?
Kind of. I preferred the second one.
Okay. But you preferred the second one because you had some problems in the first one, but you were able to learn better and know more so that you could do better in the second film.
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. What about Priya? What do you think, Priya?
Yeah, it was fun when we discussing together with my friends, and we go to shoot different places and finally edit. It's nice.
So you did have fun doing all that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Graham, did you want to comment on that about having fun in the playground?
Well, I was just thinking, actually, while they were talking, that it's actually a lot of fun for the trainers as well, because I've certainly, they talk about improvisation. I've certainly learnt an awful lot through teaching video. All the time I'm being challenged because my background is not in video, not in media. And so all the time I'm learning new things, learning from the students, learning from other trainers. And so it is a wonderful playground for the trainers as well.
Sure. And Dambi, what is your take?
I think filmmaking is really fun because it's like a different way to express yourself. And at like a younger age, you have fun by playing in the playground, playing with your friends, making sandcastles or whatnot. But by making film, it's like I said, a different way to express what you're feeling inside and what you want to express to the world.
Thank you. Now coming back to the trainers, you were saying it seemed like it was a lot of fun for trainers also. Just to talk about what the trainers do, Uriel, this year you attempted something different. You wanted to use poetry as your base. You know, you chose a poem, or the children chose a poem, and then they worked on making into a film. Was that successful? How much fun did you think you had and the children had?
From the previous year, where the topic was free, we had also a lot of difficulties to manage the dreams on it. So we started that year from the poetry, where the dreams is in the text. And then the creative aspect was to represent that dream. Actually, I was quite happy about this. How they feel the story, how they read, how they understand the text, and how they produce the image related to that. So I will continue on that field. Poetry is also something sensible that maybe not fit with everybody. So next time I will go for a topic more general, maybe, like reporting or some kind of things like that. But I think it's good to focus somewhere the dream, so it's more easy, and the delay also, the workshop is not for months, so we have a short period for doing it, and I think it's important to get clear from the beginning.
And Rakal, you were saying that about rules, that there had to be some rules, you know, just like in a playground, how you're playing sport, you have some rules. Can you explain that a little bit more? Can you give us an example about what rules, you know, the children would want to follow when they're making a film?
Well, you know that I came in your workshop at the moment where the children were supposed to imagine a story.
Yeah.
And I had some idea about it.
Yeah.
I had been closer to someone who is accustomed to make this work with students, and I got some idea about it. So I tried my best to let them follow the rule which I brought in.
Sure.
And in fact, I had to adapt it because they couldn't follow it, or they would not follow it, or they would follow it even beyond my expectation.
Yeah.
So I had to adapt it a lot, and they had also to do so. Yeah. So there was some rules, and I think it's nice to start with some rule to start. And having a structure in mind is not so detrimental to the creativity, I feel, you know. There should be some rules, in particular for the organization of all the action that we have to cope with and that the children have to cope with. You remember that the children were also, it was, how do you say, it was not a compulsory topic.
No, it was it's an elective, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And so they had all their stuff going on meanwhile.
Yeah.
So sometimes they were troubled by the interference between the two, the official program, the core subjects, film.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that because our organization in Auroville is not so ruled, then we had a lot of encounters that for which we had to improvise also.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, I agree with you. In fact, I think we didn't have enough rules. I mean, that's one of the reasons why a few of them haven't finished their films, you know. But on the other hand, what you said initially about the rules also have to be flexible so that it can, I think that is what is fun about filmmaking rather than in a sport where the rules are rigid and you have to stick with it. And if you don't, it's you know, foul or penalty or whatever, you know. Yeah, yeah. Graham, what about your students? How do they manage to finish their films? Were there a lot of rules and a lot of time limits and so on that they had to work towards?
I think all the schools found that there were pressures of other lessons.
Yeah.
Time was always critical. They were learning new skills, but having fixed deadlines obviously was the key to it. But at the end of the day, a lot of them were done at the very last minute.
Did some of them get to work at home, or was it all done at school itself?
It was all done at school.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, just to switch a little bit, I was wondering if the students would like to talk about their films. You know, what topic they chose for this particular film festival, how they came upon that topic, why that particular topic, and you know, what sort of effort did you put into filming it?
I came up with the topic pollution.
Nice and loud, Sagarika.
I came up with the topic pollution, because it was like what I had in mind. And I worked on it, and I made a film that shows people polluting and people picking it up.
Picking
up. In detail.
Picking up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you just give us a little bit of the outline of the story?
There were two people that started eating next to YC, and then they left and they littered their plates. Then other people came from a movie and left their popcorn and stuff all over, and then two people came and saw all this mess and put it up in a bag.
And did you watch the film when it was screened today?
Yeah.
And was it received very well? Was there a lot of people clapping at the end of it? Was there a lot of people laughing at the end of it?
I hardly remember, really.
Okay.
Kind of, maybe.
Okay. And Priya, what about your film?
Yeah. My film name is Sharing is Caring.
Sharing is Caring?
Yeah. That is, more children are playing.
Yeah.
One was Muslim and another one is Indian and Christian.
Oh, so you had a Muslim, a Hindu, and a Christian.
Yeah.
And they're all playing.
They are playing.
Okay.
One guy was eating, not giving to others.
Not sharing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary, a girl.
Yeah.
When her mom come to give her snacks, she shared with everyone.
Right.
And that the boy who was not giving, he was very...
Shamed.
Yeah, shamed, and all of became friends.
Okay, so he learned a lesson from the other girl.
Yeah.
So the younger girl was sharing with everyone while he wasn't. So when he saw that she was sharing, he learned his lesson.
Yeah.
So, nice. How did you come upon this topic? Why this particular topic? Did you feel that sharing is important regardless of what religion you come from? Why did you bring religion into it? Because from what I remember when we did the workshop, initially we didn't have any religious... take. It was just children playing and sharing or not sharing. And then you decided to bring religion, you know, show one person as a Muslim, one person as a Hindu, and one person as a Christian. No, it was just suggested. Yeah?
No.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Thank you. Okay. What we'll do now is we'll just take a couple of minute break. And in the break time, I'm just going to play some videos. Sorry.
Just about what you're saying together, I think it's very important because the student mainly express some things without always like thinking and and making the picture of it. They just express it directly and they take the component they know very well around.
Yeah.
And it's different from adults.
Sure.
Who produce movie, who are thinking a lot about this and how it will be pursued by others and all.
Yeah.
From children is direct, and that's very appreciated. I mean,
yeah.
It's important in a way for
true.
That workshops.
True, I agree. Thank you, Uriel. So I was saying we're just going to have a couple of minutes break, and I'm just going to play some videos, which actually concerns Dumby, and then we'll come back and speak to Dumby. Yeah. So let's watch some clips.
I took this film class because I was always interested in film and also photography, but in this case we didn't have a photography course offered to us, so I decided to take a film class, and I learned a lot of interesting things, like before we watch all these movies but we don't really know how they're made, so it's kind of interesting to see how everything works out, like behind the scenes, even though if it's in a small scale. So every time you see a movie, you're like, oh, they must have done it like this, or you feel all proud that you know something. So my movie was about a girl and her mother who live alone, a Tamilian local village, and this girl is able to go to America to study. So it's just like a moment in time where she's leaving, so it's focused in that area of time. And I chose to do a movie about that because I thought it was important to show people how the lifestyle in India and in Tamil Nadu especially was different to the Western style, and how, like, for her going to America to study was so much more of a bigger deal than someone who was going from, let's say, Canada to America. So.
Action!
Most of all, I liked working with all, like, my classmates and like everybody who I know in school. It's nice to work on something like that, to work in groups. I really like that, like team power, teamwork, team spirit. That's one of the things I enjoy the most.
Yeah, just come a bit. Cut.
Technically, I didn't learn so many techniques, but I just learned how film is made, so that was like interesting for me to see, because you never really think about it, how things are made, you know, behind the scenes. So that was what I learned the most, that's what I would say.
Cut.
Apart from the technique and all that.
Do I have to take?
You don't have to say anything, you have to be crying. You have to cry. Get her some eye drops on.
Yeah, why not tears in her eyes?
Get her some lemon, someone.
Oh,
lemon.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to have the picture.
Eyes.
I haven't finished it, unfortunately, but I really hope I can finish sometime soon. I have to find the time, sit down for a couple of days and just finish it. I think it's an individual process and I have to get it done. It's not like Sassy's going to do it for me, you know? But in the end, it's up to me to do it.
Oroville Film Festival 2011. Presented by Oroville Radio.
Human Unity!
Thank you. We're back. So yes, we got to watch a footage of Dumby. She got to Rakal got to interview her about her filmmaking process. Thank you so much, Rakal, for all that, putting that footage together.
My pleasure.
And as you all could see, you know, Dumby was really, really involved. You know, she just threw herself into the project. You could see that she was actually a great director. You know, it was automatic. She just took over and told everybody what to do, make sure her actors and actresses looked right, And the only small hitch is the film is not finished. We're encouraging her to finish it, and hopefully one of these days we'll get to see it, maybe in the next year's film festival. But Dumby, tell us about your experience. How much fun did you have? What did you learn in the process? And do you think you'll ever be using film later in your life?
Wow. It was very fun, but it's really, really hard. To make a film, it's very difficult, and I mean, when you watch a film, you're like, wow, it's fun, but behind the scenes, you have to wake up early, you have to have the right setting, you have to, the people have to look right, and just to do all the editing, oh my God, it's a lot of work. And I realized that by doing this project, filmmaking is very a long process, and it's tough, but in the end, it's really worth it, because what you want to say using the film, what you want to express, it's done by making the film. So I think it was a good experience for me, and I won't take it back, even though I had to wake up at 6 in the morning to go to the beach and shoot the scene. No, I wouldn't take it back. I had a lot of fun doing the project.
But tell us a bit more about the story itself. I mean, what exactly was your story about, and what were you trying to get across, and where did the story come from? You know, is it quite personal, or is it deep down from inside yourself, you know?
The story itself, it's about a girl, like I said in the interview, it was about a girl who had to leave to study in the States. And she was very attached to her mother, as the mother was a single parent, and she raised her daughter all alone throughout her life. And the theme for me, the main theme of the movie, was based on attachment and detachment, and how it was really hard for the daughter to get detached to her mother before leaving to America. And that's the theme that I really wanted to focus on, because for me, it's everything. I think it's an important theme in everybody's life, because people have to go through that at some point in their life. Like, you're attached to this person, but at one point or another, you have to be detached to that person because you're leaving, or he or she's leaving. So that's the thing that I wanted to express through the movie, that it is something that everybody has to go through, and that it is inevitable. And in this case, I just chose the relationship between the mother and the daughter to express that theme.
And is that a kind of cycle that happens in your life too?
I think so. I mean, I'm finishing future school in 2 years, and after that I'm leaving Oroville to go study abroad for my university. So I guess that I will have to detach from Oroville. So
I like that. I like the theme that Oroville is your mother and you're detaching from your mother.
Something like that.
nice. Okay. Now, Graham, looking at the films made by One People Production students, where they've approached everything through documentary, you know, they've made films on social responsibility, about anti-racism and violence in sport, about music in Uppsala, and death, and so on. Did you find them having a lot of fun? And you know, I know those topics were kind of, you know, set out already, but to grab the content, you know, to use that content, where did they get their inspiration from?
I certainly think that sometimes some of the topics that they were presenting were quite dark. Certainly, some of the Swedish films. I think they certainly got a lot out of the whole process of making the film. They're an excitement. I could detect an excitement in the creative process there. So I think in future we'll maybe try to encourage a bit more variety in the types of films that are produced, and maybe they will have a bit more fun doing them if they're a bit more acting, perhaps a bit more things of that kind.
I think the documentaries were quite good also, and there was some where there was a little bit of footage of them making the documentaries, and they looked like they were having fun.
Yeah, that's true. There's some outtakes in there, which are definitely they looked as if they were enjoying themselves. Yeah.
I think that the filmmaking process, as somebody was saying yesterday, there is a bit of magic involved. And as Indrani, who was the person sitting here last night, was saying that, you know, in Tamil films, you know, a man could be a poor man, and then at the end of a song, he could be a rich man, you know, and that is through magic, you know. And I think there is that magic element in any sort of film you make, whether it's a documentary or a narrative or even that little insect crawling across the screen, you know, there it has a certain beauty, you know, certain magic. Anyway, I think Rakal has a question for you. Rakal.
Yeah, Graham, I'm curious to know, how do you initiate the imagination of the story in the children that you are involved with?
This is a key part of the filmmaking process to for the children to come up with the idea in the first place and to develop it. We tend to use mind mapping method where you come up with the grain of an idea and then develop it into and see themes within the theme developing things like that. But you're coming up with the idea in the first place is often what people find most difficult, because if you haven't got an idea, you haven't got a film. Simple as that.
I think when you say mind mapping, you mean brainstorming.
Brainstorming, but also the process of drawing a circle around and then branching off. That's very, very. I find it very, very powerful. Yeah. Students find it very, very powerful to explore, and I use that within training context as well to get people to understand the different elements of maybe filming on location, something like that.
Rakal uses something similar, but it's a little bit more personal. Do you want to describe the process that you use, Rakal?
Well, maybe interesting to insist on is to get the children and maybe the adults also, if it is adults, in contact with an emotion. Because a film is not made for, a priori, for somebody else than for the people who are doing it, the director, the creator of the idea. And so it must be really an idea which he likes or she likes and she has a relation with, you know. So what we experienced in a Future School workshop was to ask the children to, okay, you have this idea, in how you are you related to this idea? Why is it important for you? How do you resonate with this idea? You know, to push this. We have not succeeded always, and in the course of the filmmaking, you should not forget the initial emotion eventually. You should not be taken out by anything else, because it can very, very quickly divert. But provided there is this emotion, then if this emotion can be transcribed on the screen, then you have something which is interesting, even if it is modest, I think.
But with the second group of children, we tried something different. Did you want to say a little bit about that process also?
Yeah, there we simplified the method and we said, okay, we are going to give you a theme, which was friendship, and then you can imagine a story on friendship. But the same principle applied. That is to say, it was to be a story which was touching them and speaking to them.
Personally. But we used the, the American scriptwriter process.
We cannot say that.
Really. Okay, all right, we won't say that.
Yeah, we were a bit trained on this method, but we are far from using it completely. What we learn is that every single piece of the movie should serve the purpose, you know, and that the end of the film should be imagined before the beginning, at least at the same time as the beginning, so that the whole stretch of story is being defined before you imagine all the step in between.
Please, Uriel.
We'd like to share also, related to the poetry experience we had last year, some things about the emotion. Actually, we started, I remember precisely, poetry about freedom. So the emotion combined with freedom was obvious from the beginning, and we try step by step to include the emotion during the process itself into the story, like a path to freedom. So actually the original emotion that came at the end of the movie was just the result of a story of emotion that came during the workshop, actually internally between people. In the process itself, correct.
Okay.
That was very interesting actually to look at it for me first time.
Yeah. Now I'm wondering if our audience have any questions for any of the people on the panel. Any questions? So unless anybody else wants to say anything more, I think we can.
I would like to say something more.
Please.
I am, how do you say bavard in English? That is a French word. Talkative.
Talkative. Fantastic.
You know, I was there during the opening ceremony of the film festival, Sassy, and you said, and it is an idea which I have heard from Uriel also, that one of the main aim of this learning how to make a film was to learn actually the language of the cinema so that in our life, in the life of the children, we are less under the magic and the bad magic of image that we receive everywhere in the world.
Yes.
So, and you even said that in fact it is a kind of a deconstruction.
Yeah.
But experiencing our workshop, I felt very much that it was a construction,
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
that this, if it exists,
yeah.
is really a very side result of it. It's very difficult, in fact, because the professionals are very, very intelligent to
True.
put suggestion into the film. You will
True.
Never be as intelligent as they are, or I don't think so, you know. So you will be under the spell, under the influence of publicity
yeah.
and
yeah.
this kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there the children really have constructed something.
Yeah.
They have not, maybe they have deconstructed a little bit, but
yeah.
they have constructed a lot.
Yeah, see, the idea, see, unfortunately with our intensive program, you know, we don't have the time that a university filmmaking student would have, you know, everyday classes for a whole year or 3 years, you know, so we have to try and fit in as much as we can. So in that process, yes, we are showing them how to construct, but in the construction, they know the elements. You understand what I'm saying? Like, for example, if a house is built of bricks, they know that it's made of bricks. So you
but
show
I'm,
them.
I'm not speaking of this construction, actually.
Yeah.
I'm not speaking of the film construction. I'm
yeah.
speaking of them.
Yeah.
They construct themselves. Because
right.
through the process of dealing with all these very very ambitious, very technical things, you
yeah.
know,
yeah.
they are obliged to overcome their limitation and
yeah.
to challenge
Yeah.
all these things. So
okay.
they construct themselves. That's what I meant.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, go on.
One more thing, because you started by talking the books we are writing in Colam, actually. Actually, these books is about the filmmaking process. It is for teachers, mainly, to be used in the school or vocational training center or whatever, and using low-cost materials and resources. I mean, open source software in the way, but also low-cost material like camera and all. Because the principle of this workshop is to provide the necessary base materials to do their own films later with their own situation and values. So, in a way, these trainings give these basics with the hope that they can continue to create and create and create and discover themselves because... Like Raquel said, they construct themselves in a way
yeah.
with that dream. So it's
yeah.
this is the main topic on this.
Sure. so going back to what we were saying, what I was talking about is only about construction and deconstruction of the imagery around them. Okay, that does play a part in their own construction, but that comes later. I don't think we can have much of an impact on that through the workshops we are running. You know, that has to come from them. From within them, from, you know, making films maybe or watching more films and understanding the process, you know, yeah. yeah.
I think
Do you agree?
We should, no, I disagree.
Okay.
I think they construct much more than we see.
Probably.
Yeah, much,
yeah.
much more.
Yeah.
You know, I have made this little movie and I have watched them
yeah.
for the past 20 days.
Yeah.
Doing the things, and
yeah.
I know they really do something like this, and in a playful manner, because
yeah,
they are actually
yeah.
in the playground, no?
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel it is up to us to organize enough so that the construction is even more so
yeah.
a
yeah.
construction of themselves.
Yeah. Yeah,
we have to acknowledge, we have to get proper consciousness of the phenomena and serve it, because that is really the goal of education.
Well, you know, I think this is where your idea of Orwell University comes in. Maybe I think that's where we can incorporate all these ideas.
Why not?
Yeah? Okay. So, unless anyone else has any other comments
I
or
questions?
I would
like to hear the voice of the little girl because they were so sweet.
I know, exactly.
Can you put some question to them?
Sagarika, what's your next movie going to be like? Are you planning something?
I don't know yet, but when it's going to come, the time, I'm going to find out.
See, the thing is, you don't have to wait for a workshop. Now that you have the experience and the knowledge, you can take a camera and start working on yourself. I mean, there are a couple of students from previous years, Bavio and Antonio, they've gone and made their own films. You know, they didn't make it through workshops. So, you know, all you need to do is have an idea and try and pursue it, experiment. And if you want us to come and help, we're happy to come and help. Yeah?
When I get the idea, I can try to
So you're going to give us a call when you get the idea?
Maybe.
All right. What about you, Priya? I know you're always working in film because your father is involved in film. It's, unfortunately, he's not here. He's actually meant to be here. And the other interesting thing I wanted to talk about, Priya, is Priya's mom, Adi Lakshmi, has also got a film in our film festival called Sarisamam. I don't know how many of you all saw it. It's quite an interesting film about the treatment of boys and girls, how boys are preferred over girls and girls are mistreated a little bit sometimes in our culture. And it was quite a well-made theme. So the whole family is into filmmaking, right?
Yeah.
And so you should be making more films.
Sure.
But do you have any ideas? Is there anything happening in the near future?
I have to think.
You have to think about
yeah.
it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Priya. Anything else, anyone? Any questions from the audience?
Thank you,
Sachin. No problem.
Thank
so
you,
we'll leave it at that. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Good night.
Yeah.
Oroville Film Festival 2011. Presented by Oroville Radio.
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
Human Unity!
From September 29th till October 3rd.
Human Unity!